Sefer Devarim is the Torah's swan song. Moshe Rabbeinu, meters from Eretz Yisrael, from the Promised Land, must bid his farewell. A 40-year journey is coming to an end. Moshe begins his commencement speech, a farewell address that spans from Parsha to Parsha. In Ar Sedra, Moshe recounts everything that has happened from Har Sinai until the division of the land. Did you ever wonder, why is this necessary? Do the people need a refresher about their own story? About the lives that they themselves have lived? Why spend 152 verses telling us a story that we already know? A bit later on in Sefer Devarim, Moshe asserts that Hashem had given Bnei Yisrael neither a heart to perceive nor ears to hear until that very day, until 40 years had passed in the wilderness. The Gemara notes that we learn from here that it takes 40 years to fully understand what one learned from his Rebbe. Perhaps, though, it goes beyond that. Only after so many years does a person have the wherewithal and mental acumen to reassess his formerly held assumptions and perspectives. Through meticulously recounting their journey and retelling their story, Moshe Rabbeinu is challenging Bnei Yisrael to rethink, to utilize their newfound wisdom to revisit their childhood, revamping their presumptions. Bnei Yisrael must take stock and reassess if the path that they had chosen in their youth is still the one that they want to be on. Should they continue their lives imitating their younger selves? Are they really happy with the story that has been written about them? Perhaps Bnei Yisrael, with the hindsight granted after 40 years, will realize that their quarrels were insignificant, that their charismatic heroes like Korach were deeply flawed, and that their idols were nothing more than wood and stone. Perhaps Bnei Yisrael could be convinced to opt for a different ending to their story, trading their current tale in favor of a more fitting one. Why is Parshas Devarim always read before Tisha B'Av? I believe it's because the Parsha reminds us of the duality of the day, the two stories that Tisha B'Av offers. On the one hand, Tisha B'Av is a day filled with the horrors of history, the misery that has befallen our people. Yet on the other hand, we don't say Tachanun, for there exists the potential of another tale, a transformation from darkness to dawn, from horror to holiday, from sorrow to salvation. Yet in order for that story to be told, we must rework our own, reconsidering our current path. How do we do this? I believe that to do so, we must gain a certain awareness, a realization that emerges from a strange pasuk in last week's Haftorah. The Navi writes, Ki mi olam shavarti uleich, nitakti mosrosayich, visomri lo e'evor. Long ago I broke your yoke, Hashem says, I removed your yoke bands, and you said, don't worry, I will not sin. But then you sinned, says Hashem. What does it mean that Hashem broke our yoke? On a simple level, the meaning of the pasuk as explained by all the mefarshim over there is as follows. Hashem broke our yoke, i.e. saved us from various oppressions, and later on, we sinned. According to this understanding, the two parts of the pasuk are not really so related to each other. Part A is saying that Hashem took us out, and part B is saying that we sinned. But the thrust of the pasuk just seems to have a different meaning to me, as if the Navi is trying to say that initially Hashem himself was more on top of us, and we said, please let us go free, we won't sin. And Hashem said, okay, and then we violated that. The question that emerges is, if this is the case, in what time period was the proverbial yoke of Hashem on top of us, and when were we given free rein? I once saw that the Kohelet Yitzchak comments how in the Midbar there was basically an absence of Bechira Chavshis. Think about it. Every single time they do something wrong, the Egel HaZahav, the spies, the slav, they are punished immediately. Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar were wearing a training yoke, were being conditioned in the Pavlovian manner, with sin immediately followed by punishment. Just like a child is punished immediately by a parent in order to reinforce what is right and what is wrong, so too Bnei Yisrael in their development in the Midbar had to go through that same type of training. Yet when they entered Eretz Yisrael, there was a paradigm shift. They became adults. An adult who eats candy, who does unhealthy things, is not immediately yelled at by somebody. They are expected to think about the long-term consequences on their own, to act appropriately, even though the yoke has been removed, even though they are given full rein. Moshe, in recounting in Sefer Devarim all of the episodes that occurred in the Midbar, is in some sense offering them a final reminder of the link between sin and punishment, a graduation speech urging Bnei Yisrael to recognize that even though they are now adults and their yoke is being removed, they need to recognize that link between sin and punishment, even if that punishment doesn't come immediately anymore, as it had in the Midbar. If we want to rewrite the story of Tisha B'Av, we need to inculcate this message. We are adults, not children. Just because we aren't offered and an immediate response to our actions does not mean that our actions don't have consequences. In the wise words of Pirkei Avos, Hakol Nosam Be'eravon, everything is given on credit, Mitzud Prusa Kol Achayim, and yet a net is spread out over all the living. Hachanas Psucha, the store is open. The Hachanvani Makef, and the storekeeper is giving generously on credit. Va'pinchas Pasuach, Vayad Koseves. Yet everything's being written down, and the ledger is being filled. The Chol Harotze Lilvos Yavo Vayove, and anyone who wants to take out and borrow is allowed to take out and borrow. Yet, Hagaboyim Machzirim Tadir Bechol Yom. The Gaboyim, those who are responsible, who are charged with collecting their dues, go around every day. V'nifroim Mina Odom, Midaito V'shalom Midaito. And they take payment from a man, whether he remembers the Avera that he's being punished for, or he doesn't remember the Avera that he's being punished for. V'yesh lama mashiyas mochu, yet they have a legitimate claim. V'hadin din emes, v'hakol misukan lesudo. And the judgment is a righteous judgment, and everything is prepared for the banquet. May that banquet be one day soon. Have a good Shabbos.